Welcome to Crossroads, a podcast from the National's review section. Today, Saadiyat Island is known for its luxury hotels, as well as being the future home of branches of the Louvre and Guggenheim museums. But it also has a hidden history. It was home to settlements of people up to the early 90s. Archaeological investigations from the Saadiyat Island Coastal Heritage Project also reveal evidence of earlier settlements on the island. To discuss this, we're joined by Nick Leach, a feature writer at the National, who has written a story about this unknown history. Nick Leach, most of us think probably incorrectly that Saadiyat was a sort of a blank slate before the current developments. But tell us, who was living there up to the early 90s and what kind of life did they have?
Well, the recent findings that have been taking place really over the last decade have shown that not just on Saadiyat, but on all of the islands around Abu Dhabi, most of the islands along the whole archipelago along the coast, there's actually been human activity since at least the Neolithic period, so the New Stone Age, so over several thousand years. More recently, there's been evidence that's been found of people living on the islands around Abu Dhabi, including Saadiyat, in the 18th and early 19th centuries. That's where the archaeological evidence points us to. And then obviously more recently, as the latest article shows, there were people living on Saadiyat all the way up until the early 1990s. The particular community that feature belonged to the Al-Ramaythi tribe. And they were essentially fishermen and their families. And they used just 20 houses on Saadiyat as a base. Originally, they moved there in the mid-60s and built fishermen's huts, houses made of wood and arish, which is palm frond, which is the traditional building material. But then sometime in the early 70s, it's not entirely clear exactly when it was, those arishian wooden houses were replaced by modern concrete houses that are known as Shabi housing, because they were built as part of the national housing program that Sheikh Zayed instigated in the late 60s, and then which carried on through the 70s, and that gave Emiratis modern homes for the first time.
Okay, so the government actually built houses for Emiratis on Saadiyat in the 70s.
Yeah, and there was a small community of 20 houses that were the first modern homes that we would recognize today as something approaching a modern house. Okay.
How did they actually move on to the island? Do we know how they moved on to the island in the first place? Did they move from Abu Dhabi, or is it just too hard to really say right now?
Well, members of the Al-Ramaythi tribe were scattered all along the coastline of Abu Dhabi. So I'm not entirely sure which islands they came from, but there were people on each of the islands, very small communities. They weren't permanent settlements. So people, as they had done for thousands of years, used the islands as temporary bases where they would fish from. Going further back into the 18th century, the islands, especially Saadiyat, were also used because of their proximity to the mangrove, and people would harvest a particular type of sea snail called a Terebralia, which is now extinct in the Gulf, but which can still be found over on the east coast in Fujairah. That was harvested as a source of shellfish. And the mangroves were also used because mangrove poles were used as a construction material. So if you were to go to Qasr al-Hosn or somewhere like that now, you would still see mangrove wood poles used as the beams for ceilings.
The settlement on Saadiyat, what did they work at? Were they fishermen or something else?
The archaeological evidence from the 18th, early 19th century suggests that these people were doing a variety of things. Fishing forms a heavy part of that, but also the harvesting of the Terebralia, the sea snails, and the also possibly harvesting wood from the mangroves. And this is something that they would do during the autumn and winter months. And interestingly, as Mr. Al-Ramaithi says in the interview that I conducted, that was still a pattern that existed all the way up until his early years in the 1960s and 70s. So people would live on Sadiat during the winter, and then in the summer, as people did traditionally, they would then move en masse into the interior to places like Alain, where it was where there was less humidity and where temperatures were actually cooler than they would have been on the coast.
Okay, so we know the settlement was there till the early 90s. Do we know why they left or why the settlement ended then?
The government, basically by that time, it was clear that there were larger plans for Sadiat.
Right.
So the government requested that the families leave, which they did so, you know, willingly and kind of were housed elsewhere.
Okay.
Some plans were in place, obviously, for Sadiat at that time. But whether those were the plans that we kind of now see unfolding on the island is unknown.
Mm. More broadly in the piece, you mention a number of archaeological investigations that are being conducted on Sadiat and the other islands around it. What are these investigations revealing about life in Abu Dhabi and the Emirate largely?
I think there's a change in, I think gradually if you look at the different, just in terms of the public exhibitions and recent publications, what those archaeological investigations and the work of historians working in the area is showing is that there's a more nuanced understanding that's starting to be developed about Abu Dhabi's early history. So there's the traditional tale that people were kind of following Gazelle and that they came to Abu Dhabi Island and that they saw Gazelle drinking and that was a discovery of drinkable water. Then there was the establishment of the first watchtower to guard that source of water, and that watchtower over time grew into the Qasr al-Husn that we see today in downtown Abu Dhabi. You can see it in the current Qasr al-Husn exhibition that was mounted to coincide with the most recent Qasr al-Husn festival. There's a more detailed and kind of argument that's being made that one of the reasons why Abu Dhabi was settled in the first place is that it was a source of fresh water, yes, but it's also an easily defendable island. It's surrounded by shallow seas. You can see anyone who's approaching. It's at a very strategic point along the coast, so that there are kind of wider reasons because of Abu Dhabi's geography, because of the strategic situation at the time. The late 18th century was kind of quite an unsettled time in terms of what was happening in the region. So it would make sense to have a maritime base somewhere along the coast, especially when so much of the local economy depending on pearls, fishing, and it was clear that because of Abu Dhabi Island's location, it was the obvious place to have an easily defendable capital.
At the time, I think everyone is familiar with the Qasr al-Husn story. You know, as you pointed out, we find water and the fort was built. Do we know if there was a settlement on Sadiat at the same time as that water was found on the island, or is it hard to say?
So the archaeological evidence that's been uncovered since 2004-05 by archaeologists who now are at Tourism Cultural Authority Abu Dhabi, but also working at Zayed University, is showing that there was settlement on Sadiat and on the other islands in the late 18th, early 19th century. Now, that's directly at the same time that Abu Dhabi Island traditionally is meant to have been settled. However, archaeologists have also found evidence of human occupation on all along the whole coast, going all the way back, as I said, to the Neolithic period, to the late Stone Age. There were people on these islands many thousands of years ago. I'm not aware of any archaeological investigations that have been conducted on Abu Dhabi Island that show an older phase of occupation. But even as close as Sadiat and Al Ramhan Islands and Al Jubail, which are all directly next door to Abu Dhabi Island, there's evidence of Stone Age occupation. So it would be entirely reasonable to think that there were people on Abu Dhabi Island in the Stone Age as well.
So what we can say then definitively is the history of Abu Dhabi and not just the island, but all the islands, is much more complex than we might have previously imagined or previously thought.
I think so. I think it's a story that's emerging that is intimately connected with the climate, with the geography of this part of the world, with the sea, with the resources that can be harvested in that environment, and that really, that combination of environmental factors, the geography, the actual topography of the land, really contributed to the way people lived. And it seems that there were fairly stable patterns of life and settlement going on over a period of thousands of years.
Nick Leach, thank you for joining us. To read Nick's story, visit thenational.ae. Thank you for listening.